defending liberty 1 hour at a time, and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers?
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now.
Hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my weekend report. We are coming to you from the RWB Network studios in New York and syndicated on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So good news. Good news. Denzel Washington is not going to jail for strangling Aretha Franklin. Yep, he took a plea deal. Do I have your attention now? Well, Denzel Washington is just the name of a New York City man, and Aretha Franklin just happens to be the name of his mother. Washington was granted a conditional release and ordered to attend anger management classes for not showing his mom any R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Yep, that happened. All right, today's headlines. In light of the allegations of former Miss Piggy, Miss Universe, Alicia Machado, Donald Trump has unleashed his surrogates on mainstream media with orders to bring up Bill Clinton's past. We'll discuss the possible pitfalls and benefits of this latest move. Also, some conservative pundits are still scared that they might lose their conservative card if they back Donald Trump. We'll talk about this, and I'll offer my contemporaries a piece of, well, friendly advice. And once again, Libertarian candidate Gary Johnson runs into a wall at full speed. Maybe Hillary Clinton isn't the most flawed presidential candidate of all time. We have all that, plus we have some new polling to discuss, one national poll and one out of a newly minted swing state. Yes, I'm minting states now. We'll also do some fact-checking on Keith Lamont Scott, or more specifically, his wife. And I'll tell you about one New York teacher who landed in hot water over a Facebook post. We have a lot to get to today on this weekend show, but first, let's kick the show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country with a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And I stood for that, and you should stand for it, or you should just send me a recording of you standing while you say it. You can record yourself on your smartphone or your computer, whatever, and just email it to me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com, and we'll give you a shout-out, and you can give me a little 10-second break here in the opening segment. Also, check out rhinoreport.com over the weekend. We have some new articles there. You can sign up for our newsletter. I'm going to say it comes out Tuesday. Tuesday. Just plug your email in there, and we'll send you the newsletter. We don't sell your email address. Don't worry about that. Only we have it here. And you follow me on Twitter. Twitter at Rhino on Air. At Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air. You can check us out on Facebook. Facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And as always, you can email me with your questions, concerns, comments. You have a good joke, maybe a story I missed, maybe a local story you think is important. Well, we can do that too. So email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll be back in just a minute.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.5%, APR 3.57%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.5% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
All right, guys. Welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. I have paperwork all over the place. I don't know why. I'm really messy today. It's like a messy Friday afternoon for me. All right, before we get too far in the show here, big shout-outs to everyone listening on Red Nation Rising Radio. We're live there Monday to Friday at 2 p.m. Eastern. Also live on StreamingTalkRadio.com Monday to Friday, KLRNRadio.com at midnight Eastern Monday to Friday. And a big shout-out to the people who carry our weekend show, 92.1 WDDQ out of Valdosta, Georgia, and 107.5 WJHC out of Jasper, Florida. So, a big hello to you guys there on the weekend. And you can always check out the podcast version of this show, same exact show, no changes to it. iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio, all over the place. All right, let's finish up a couple of little trending topics from yesterday, and then we'll move on. Number one, we spoke about the train crash in Hoboken at the terminal there. It appears possible operator error. Maybe the guy had a medical episode. Apparently he's a bit on the portly side. He's been there for 27 years. He's been working on the rails since he was 19 years old. He was in the hospital. He is not anymore. NTSB is going to be speaking with him, I'm sure, further about this. There was one confirmed death. It was a young mother out of Hoboken. She leaves behind an 18-month-old child. Very sad about that, and over 100 injuries. I mean, it was crazy. If you saw the wreckage, it looked like that Speed movie when like the train goes plowing through the whole thing. That's what it looked like. I mean, there was just the shards and steel and concrete everywhere. So obviously something went terribly wrong there. These trains, apparently, the New Jersey Transit trains are not equipped with this active train control thing that slows the train down if you fail to do it. That's what I heard. I've also heard that they might have it. So, hey, listen, it's always going to be a different story, right? Also, following up on yesterday, Hurricane Matthew, a Category 3 hurricane now, 120-mile-an-hour winds. It's going to, if you have interests in Jamaica, Haiti, Cuba, the Bahamas, better call your friends or family down there, or if you have property there, time to get it locked up, because this is going to be a doozy when it hits there, and then we got to see where it goes. East Coast, out to sea, Northeast, who knows. All right, let's get to these conservative pundits. So I'm driving to the studio this morning, and generally, I don't put on any talk radio or news before I prep for the show. I don't want to be influenced by any kind of outside sources. But I hadn't listened to a show that I like in a while, so I decided to put it on. And one of the hosts on the show is a big-time conservative. Happens to be listed on the Heavy 100. He's a top talker in this country from Talkers Magazine. The other host is a former mainstream media sports guy. All right, so maybe you can figure out who I'm talking about. I'm not going to say names, but it reminded me of watching a guy like Guy Benson or Ben Shapiro on the Kelly File, because they're always on the Kelly File. But this one conservative host was making a lot of negative references towards Donald Trump. And I started to think, why are these conservatives, or self-proclaimed conservatives, so scared to get behind Donald Trump? It makes no sense to me. Mainstream media has gone completely tabloid in the last, let's just call it, 6 days. Ever since the rapid reaction polls out of all these local news agencies showed that Donald Trump won the debate, they went completely tabloid. They are taking this Alicia Machado thing to the next level. To the absolute next level. We need to start seeing these pundits, these so-called conservative pundits, start to see the forest through the trees a little bit. There's a bigger picture here. I truly believe that the physical state of our country could be in jeopardy if Hillary wins. I truly believe that. And I understand, Donald Trump is not a huge constitutional conservative. He's not a neocon, but he's the closest thing we have right now. And also, remember, he's not running on the conservative ticket. He's running on the Republican ticket. He's a Republican nominee, so he only has to be a Republican. Now, I wonder if these conservative pundits who don't want to come over and ride the Trump train, I wonder if they think Hillary Clinton is a better option. This culture of corruption that surrounds her. She's a pathological liar. She has an entourage of aides willing to do anything to keep secrets safe. Well, except for national secrets, those can go on an unsecured server. Could they put up with a generation of liberal Supreme Court justices that will rip apart our Constitution that they claim to defend? Do you want your daughters sharing a bathroom with a grown man? Is that what you want? Do you want to spend your Friday and Saturday nights watching cities burn to the ground because a police officer had to make a really hard decision? Are these all better options to these pundits? I wonder. Some have come around, but most haven't. A lot of them are still bucking the trend. They're scared we're going to take away their conservative card if they back Donald Trump. But it begs the question, do they think Hillary's better? Because Gary Johnson is not an option. He's not an option. I think they found this guy outside of a Bernie rally somewhere. Getting high, maybe. Did you see this thing on, was it MSNBC a couple nights ago? Or last night, whatever it was? They said, who is your favorite world leader? I mean, this is a pretty general question. It's a question you could ask a third grader and they'd be able to answer it. Who's your favorite world leader? Who's that guy from Mexico, he says, the last president? And finally, the one guy's like, I think it was Weld, said, Fox, you know, Vicente Fox, is that who you're talking about? Oh, yeah, that's the guy. This was worse than Aleppo. He didn't know who the former president of Mexico was. And that is your favorite world leader, Mr. Libertarian? Gary Johnson is the furthest thing from a libertarian. If you believe he is a libertarian, you need to look up the definition of libertarian, because he is not it. He's a Democrat throwaway. That's what he is. And then, what was it, yesterday, Hillary says her favorite world leader is Angela Merkel. Angela Merkel. Are you kidding me? Merkel has said letting these refugees into Germany was one of the worst things she has ever done. Her party is losing, and they are getting thumped in every single election across Germany. That party is out. They're gone. She brings in millions of Syrian refugees. The rapes and sexual assaults in Cologne on New Year's Eve. And this is who Hillary Rodham Clinton thinks is the best world leader? Open your eyes. These pundits have to open their eyes, because that is going to be what happens. This is crunch time. As far as I'm concerned, if you are not part of the solution at this point, you're not only part of the problem, you are the problem. Donald Trump is not a conservative. Fine. We can all agree on that. But he's not a dictator. He's not a communist. He's not a socialist. He's not a progressive. Do you conservatives all of a sudden want to have a progressive president? We'll keep talking about this when we come back. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country, and they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call and look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. And October is National Pizza Month, so come join us for traditional pizzas or any style pizza you desire. And this month we feature our new Sicilian garbage pizza. It includes everything but the kitchen sink. And don't forget our fresh-baked, hot, homemade bread with delicious dipping sauces, Kalamata olive or sun-dried tomato. Sunday is our champagne brunch, just $18.95. Over 20 scrumptious items, including fresh baked Belgian waffles and omelets made to order. For dessert, we have tiramisu flowing in from Italy, homemade cannolis, and more. Angelo's and Vinci's is your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of fun and food, and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Lunch and dinner 7 days a week, 714-879-4022.
All right, guys, welcome back to this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about these conservative pundits that just refuse to come on board. And this started getting to me after listening to one of them this morning, one of them who I have a ton of respect for, that was making all sorts of derogatory and nasty comments about Trump. And I wonder, what do a lot of these people think? Do they think that we'll take away their conservative card if they back Donald Trump? Is this the silent vote? They're going to go out and vote, not tell anybody, and bash Donald Trump from now until November 8th? Is that what this is? Because the other choices are a libertarian who is a hand-picked clown from a Bernie Sanders rally, and the other one is Hillary Clinton, who's a career criminal. Those are the other choices. Do you think those are better options? Or are you playing the long game for 2020 in hopes that Ted Cruz can come along and save the country? Well, why can't we save it now? That's what I keep asking myself. I don't understand it. These people need to realize that Donald Trump is a baby step. It's to show the country and show the world that an America First principle can work. It's a stepping stone to a possible generation of conservatism. Nothing happens overnight. I don't understand what these people are trying to think. Ted Cruz will not be on the ballot November 8th. Get over it. Get over it. Are they scared that if Donald Trump wins, he'll win two terms, and then Cruz won't stand a chance in a changed election in 2024? Is that what it is? Well, if that's the case, we have to worry about 2016. We might not make it to 2024. You know, and as a quote-unquote conservative pundit, if you think now is the time to align with the likes of CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, NBC, Politico, New York Times, and now USA Today and Wall Street Journal, then your true sheepish colors are really shining through. That's what I see. As a conservative talk show host, it's our job to buck mainstream media. That's our job. We're the only ones who keep them in check and hold them accountable. Nobody else does it. If you think now, during the biggest political battle any of us have ever seen, is the time to turn and run, align with the enemies, then you have made yourself an enemy. Patriots don't run, patriots don't hide, and patriots never back down. Not now, not ever. The wolf is at the door. It's when fight or flight kicks in. Me, I choose fight every single time. November 8th could be our modern day Lexington and Concord. It's only a battle. It's only a little skirmish, but it sets the tone. You know, the British said, holy crap. Holy crap, we had to retreat. It was a ragtag group of farmers and cobblers and blacksmiths, lawyers, doctors, standing shoulder to shoulder to face the biggest, baddest, most well-trained army in the world. Losing was a very real option. But they had passion, they had heart, and they had a spirit of patriotism for a country that wasn't even founded yet. The Donald Trump movement is very similar to that group that stood there on April 19th, 1775. We're ragtag, right? We're conservatives, we're Republicans, we're independents, we're Democrats, we're libertarians, we're oath keepers, we're business people, we're alt-right, we're TCOT, we're CCOT, we're Red Nation Rising, we're coal miners, we're union workers, we're farmers, lawyers, we're veterans, we're police officers. We're black, white, brown, legal immigrants from every country on this planet, and we're standing shoulder to shoulder. We are the colonists of Lexington and Concord. And Donald Trump is not George Washington. Don't get me wrong here. He's more like Samuel Prescott. He's just warning us that the British are coming, the redcoats are coming, and he's rallying us. Only this time, the biggest, best army in the world, the Redcoats, it's Hillary Clinton and mainstream media. In fact, Hillary wore a redcoat, did she not, during the debate? The great thing about this modern-day Lexington and Concord is that we have pieces of ammunition the colonists didn't have. We have the power to vote. We have the power of the First Amendment. We have the power to find Hillary Rodham Clinton guilty on November 8th. We have that power. On the morning of April 19th, 1775, fathers, sons, husbands, and brothers lost their lives in the fight for freedom. But this time, not a single drop of blood needs to be spilled. All for the fight of freedom. It's crazy. But these people don't want to get on board. They just don't want to get on board. They're too scared. What are they scared of? The consequences of a Hillary Clinton presidency are dire. Dire. You can't wait for 2020. It might not come.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember. Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I Resort.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to the weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Now, I'm not trying to beat up on the cruiser. The person who's out there right now at work listening, or maybe over the weekend has the radio on, I'm not trying to beat up on you. If you still support Cruz, I get it. I get it. I'm beating up on the pundits, the people who take it upon themselves to try and tell us what the right direction for the country is. And this is a very clear choice. There's a diverging path in the woods. Which one do you take? And by not supporting Donald Trump, you are choosing Hillary. It's as plain as that. The people who think it's incumbent upon them to tell us what we should do, they're choosing Hillary. They're choosing Hillary. Like I said, there were fathers and sons and husbands and brothers that lost their lives at Lexington and Concord. But now we don't have to do that. We don't have to. Not a single drop of blood needs to be spilled. We didn't lose then, and I'll be damned if we're going to lose now. Not to these modern-day redcoats. Not going to happen. So now is the time to make your decision. Defend liberty or retreat. Because those were the two options on April 19th of 1775. Those were the options. And we're lucky that the colonists chose to defend liberty. What will you tell your grandkids 50 years from now? What role did you play? Something you have to ask yourself. They say history is written by the victors. Well, guess what? I plan on telling a pretty great story. All right, let's move on. Let's talk about this Alicia Machado and all this other garbage surrounding Donald Trump and Hillary. And this is the Hillary plan. Drag this whole thing into the gutter and beat Donald Trump up there. He needs to avoid this. This is what's happening right now. It happened with the Khan family, and now it's happening with Alicia Machado. She brought it up at the debate. She knew she was doing this. It was planned. Don't think this wasn't planned. This is what her campaign has been trying to do all along. Bring Donald Trump into the gutter. Because when they go on issues, she loses every time. She can't win on issues. So she wants them to go out now and have the surrogates attack Bill Clinton. That's what the Clinton camp wants. They're going to use him as the punching bag, and apparently he's agreed to this. That's what it seems like anyway, or he would have put his foot down on this. Shows what kind of influence he has in that campaign. They want the surrogates to go after Bill, that way they're not going after Hillary. It's a straw man. You can't fall into it. Now, if you would like to get Jennifer Flowers, Paula Jones, Monica, Kathleen Willey, Juanita Broderick together in a commercial and tell the world how Hillary went after them, that's a different story. In fact, I condone that. I think that would be a good thing to do. Maybe run it from now until November. That's the way you have to play this. You can't come out and say, oh, well, Bill Clinton had his indiscretions. Donald Trump is not running against Bill Clinton. He's running against Hillary Clinton. And I got news for you. Bill Clinton has very little influence on this election. The Hillary camp is trying to get out the youth vote, and they realize they can't do it with Bill because no one knows who the heck he is. These kids were 2, 3, 4 years old when he was president. So they can't use him for that. They got him on a bus somewhere in northern Florida. Somewhere you've never seen a Democrat go and campaign before. They should stick to I-4 and down by Miami, but they're not. Let them do it wrong. I don't care. But the Trump camp can't fall into this. Use these women if they'd want to be used for a commercial, then utilize them there. Don't send the surrogates out to attack Bill. You have to stick with the issues. She loses. She loses on the economy. She loses on immigration. She loses on trade. She loses on jobs. And these are the top things people are looking for. Every poll shows these are the top issues facing Americans today. The economy. We have this Deutsche Bank now. Might crash. It might go the way of Lehman Brothers. That would throw the whole global economy into turmoil. This is the worst recovery since, what, 1940s? If you can even call it a recovery now. The economy she can't win on because she's trying to campaign for 4 more years. She loses on immigration. Poll after poll after poll shows Americans do not want unvetted refugees into this country at the rate that Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton want to bring them in. Every poll shows that. It's like a 70% margin in those polls. She can't win there. She can't win on trade. She's pro-NAFTA, and up until 30 minutes ago, pro-TPP. So you can't win there. Those all cost American jobs, which brings us to jobs. Not only is she in favor of trade policies that throw jobs out of our country, she's never even created a job. And you can't tell me, oh, well, she has a circle of aides around her. Those aren't jobs she created. Those are people suckling at the Clinton teat. That's all that is. If he feels the need to punch back, which I get that. If he feels that, I understand that Donald Trump feels attacked by Alicia Machado. He did everything for her. He got her this luxury routine, this workout routine. He fought so she could keep her Miss Universe title or pageant or pin or whatever it is they get. He fought for her, and here she is campaigning against them. Well, guess what? That's politics. There's no loyalties here. If he feels the need to punch back, he just can't. He can't. You can't get into another con job. Machado even called Melania a doll and a decoration yesterday. She's been coached. Don't think for a second she hasn't been coached. They've been coaching her since the middle of the summer. I've heard a lot of reports that say that. They've had this coming. This stinks. I get it. And it stings. When someone says that about your wife, I wouldn't be able to hold back. But I'm not running for president. He has to remember that punching down will get him nowhere. and punching to the side to Bill Clinton will get him nowhere. You gotta punch the dummy in the face, and the dummy's right in front of him. They want to bring this into the gutter. He has to stay out of it. Mainstream media can't wait to turn this into tabloid supermarket aisle news, and they're doing a better and better job of it every single day. Donald Trump yesterday even made mention in New Hampshire to the impeachment of Bill Clinton. You gotta get away from this. Have to get away from it. Run. Run like these conservative pundits. Run from helping people. All right, guys, when we come back, we'll finish up talking about this. We have a couple of new polls to talk about, one out of a newly minted swing state. You might be a little surprised.
Are you concerned about your prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? These problems may not just go away, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are naturally sourced. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life guaranteed. Try it free. Pay only shipping and handling. Call 1-800-315-7780. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredients in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780. 1-800-315-7780.
Life can be unpredictable. That's why you should take control of your family's future now with an estate plan bundle from LegalZoom. Not sure whether you need a last will or a living trust? LegalZoom's network of independent attorneys in 48 states can help you decide which one's right for you without billing by the hour, since LegalZoom isn't a law firm. Plus, updating your estate plan as your family and assets grow couldn't be easier. Enjoy your life. Use LegalZoom for the legal stuff. LegalZoom. Legal help is here.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need a ton of supplies for my business, but I hate spending all that money.
Well, it's a great time to stock up and save during Staples' Buy More, Save More event.
Buy More, Save More event?
Yep, the more you buy, the more you save on everything for your office.
Everything, like pens and folders?
Yep.
I also need paper, file folders, storage bins, notepads, hand sanitizer, bubble roll. What else do I need?
A shopping cart. You will definitely need a cart for all this stuff.
The Buy More, Save More event, right now at Staples. Make more happen. In-store only.
All right, guys, welcome back to the weekend edition of the Rhino Report. Follow me on Twitter at Rhino On Air, at Rhino On Air, or Facebook, facebook.com/The Rhino Report. You can like us and message us and poke us and comment, and everything you can do on Facebook, you can do it to us. So apparently, CBS is the one that leaked this memo out of the Trump campaign that the surrogates are now to start going after Bill for his indiscretions, and a little bit about how Hillary treated those women. Now, if you're going to stay with the topic of how Hillary treated them after they accused Bill, that's a little better of an area to stay in. Now, we'll see if they can keep it to that. But if you're going to play this topic at all, that's where you have to be. I get it. Machado called Melania a doll. She called her a decoration. This was in Cosmo. So first of all, probably no one read it. And second of all, people who get their news from Cosmo, you're probably not getting their vote anyway. But still, I understand that Trump is probably pissed. I'd be pissed too. And I would react much differently than I'm advising him to react. But I'm not running for president. I can do a night in the clink and it'll be all right. That would not look good. Wouldn't look good for Trump. But I think it's a little funny how mainstream media couldn't wait to blow up the story when Donald Trump went after Heidi Cruz, right? That covered the front of every newspaper and the top of every broadcast for at least a week. What? He called her ugly? That's all they could say. He's being mean to women and he called her ugly. Well, here's this Alicia Machado, the same one who threatened a judge, the same one who drove the getaway car allegedly for an attempted murder and kidnapping of an 11-month-old, the same one who cheated on her fiancé while on live TV with some Spanish TV host, this one is calling his wife names, and nobody says anything. no big deal, because we're attacking a Republican. Right? That's always the line. But he's got to play this very, very cautiously. Get this thing out of the gutter. What the Clinton camp did do to Trump's benefit is when they coached Machado, they spent people, time, and money. And Donald Trump has been very good at making the Clinton camp spend money by expanding the map a little bit, making them spend money in places they didn't think they were going to have to spend money in. Like Michigan, right? Like Colorado, like Nevada, Iowa. These are places the Clinton camp thought they had locked up, lock, stock, and barrel. And now, things are getting a little tense. Even Pennsylvania, within 1 or 2 points. I know Pennsylvania's kind of that state that Republicans always think they're going to win but never really do. Listen, this might be the year. It might be. I'm not predicting that, but who knows? Donald Trump has made up an awful lot of ground in Colorado, Michigan, and Pennsylvania in the last few weeks. So get out of the gutter. Don't play this game. Stick to the issues. That's my advice. All right, let's do a couple of polls here. First, LA Times. Trump is up 6, 47 to 41. Trump is widening the gap here. He's up 6 points since the 23rd of September. All right, so the debate was on the 26th, and he's up 6 points since the 23rd. The over $75,000 a year crowd likes Trump plus 7 now. With the black vote, Trump is at 17%. That seems to be where he's finding his resistance, about 17-18%. And there's a 28-point gender gap. He loses women by 8 in this LA Times poll, but wins men by 20. Perception gap is down to negative 5. It was negative 17. On August 24th. So that's the perception, is who do you think will win regardless of who you're going to vote for? Now only 5% less think he's going to win, whereas 17% thought he was going to, you know, lose in late August. So Hillary Clinton, she bounced off that 43 line and went down, and Trump bounced off the 44 line and went up. We could be looking at a new level of support around 45 for Trump and a new resistance line around 41 for Hillary. So we'll see how this goes. Also, by the way, New York Times, they said Ohio, no longer a bellwether state. No longer. Not a swing state anymore. They didn't really need it. Now they're saying that because Trump is kicking her butt in Ohio. And that's a lot due to the union voter, the Rust Belt there, the coal and iron workers in Ohio. Yeah, but New York Times has said no more. Don't worry about it. Not a big deal. So, also, hey, we have a Michigan poll here. This is from Detroit News. 600 likely voters. There's no percentage of breakdown in this poll of whether how many Republicans or Democrats or independents they polled. Now we see a lot of polls start to kind of take that number out after a while. You have Trump down 7 now in Michigan, according to Detroit News. Hillary at 42, Trump at 35, Johnson 9, Stein at 3, 10% undecided. So still very much in play, Michigan. Trump is up 20 in Macomb County. That's pretty good. He's down, I think, in Oakland County, where the two, I guess these are the two suburbs around Detroit, getting slaughtered in Detroit. What's odd about this poll, and why I'm not sure if we should really give it much credibility, is it only shows Trump getting 20% in the western part of Michigan and the western part of Michigan. So this would be the only poll out of Michigan that shows Trump not winning by a large margin. In fact, having a 20% gap on Hillary in western Michigan. Here they show Trump at only having 20% of the vote. So I'm not sure what their sampling looks like. That's what we have to see sampling. We got to see sampling and where they're from to get a good gauge. I don't know which way Detroit News leans, left or right, but I would hazard to guess this poll is probably not right on. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about a poll out of New Hampshire, and then we'll fact-check a little bit this Keith Lamont Scott's wife, and I'll tell you about a Long Island teacher who's in hot water because of Facebook. We'll be back. All right, guys, while I have your attention, I want to tell you about my friends at Liberty HealthShare. And just so you know, the healthcare exchange is just around the corner, so listen up. If you're running into that dilemma of trying to decide whether to pay your bills or pay your healthcare, Liberty HealthShare might have that answer for you. Or let's just say you're somebody who's enrolled in something else and you're just not happy. Well, guess what? Liberty has the answer for you as well. See, Liberty members are exempt from the tax penalty and mandates imposed on people for not having health care insurance, thus giving you freedom from insurance. It's a beautiful thing. Liberty HealthShare members are also able to use any doctor or hospital across the country. And they're able to do this based on their members' commonly held principles and values. Liberty HealthShare has memberships for individuals, couples, families, offering a huge variety of options to suit any medical need. So if you want more information about how to join, give them a call at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org online. Do it today.
When you really want Italian food, really good Italian food, you've got to go to Columbo's. Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. It's that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Why? Well, here's a couple of reasons. Value. You get a lot for your money along with a load of deliciousness. You're not eating corporate food. Columbo's is family-owned and faithful to their long-held family recipes. We're talking service that's never falling. You'll never get, "Hi, I'm Jennifer. I'll be your server tonight." Please. Jazz every night. Sizzling steaks. Luscious fish entrees. Yummy Italian specialties. And the world's greatest meatballs. Need I say more? Oh, I will. Value. Deliciousness. Italian family specialties. Friendly service. Columbo's. Yes! That little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. Columbo's. Mangia.
Do you still believe the old-fashioned notion you're free to withdraw your own cash from your own bank? Don't bank on it. Pat Boone here. You know, the truth is, if you have a bank account, you're a target of the government's new war against cash. According to The Secret War, a new white paper from the folks at Swiss America. Get a free copy now. It's a must-read for all of us. The Secret War.
Thanks, Pat. Call toll-free 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
Every day, governments are moving closer to outlawing cash to create a cashless society. No wonder banks are moving to limit cash withdrawals. No wonder banks must now spy on you and me for the government. Hope you'll take it from me, Pat Boone. You need to read The Secret War. It's free.
Call now, 888-732-7221. That's 888-732-7221.
All right, guys, welcome back to this last segment of the Rhino Report, this weekend edition of the Rhino Report. We're talking about some polling. LA Times, Trump is up 6, doing well there. And New York Times says Ohio no longer a bellwether state, so if you thought Ohio was a swing state because that's what it's always been, New York Times now says you're wrong, and that's because Trump is winning there. And Michigan, this Detroit news poll, it's a little suspect to me because we don't see Trump at only 20% in Western Michigan in any poll out of Michigan. So, so he's down 7 here. If you were to even that up, I mean, but again, they don't give a whole lot of sampling data here. I would say Trump's probably even in Michigan if you're to even all that up and get a real sampling. Also, we have WBUR out of New Hampshire, 502 likely voters. Now, keep in mind, WBUR is an NPR radio station in Boston. Okay, so just so we have that before we talk about the numbers here. Trump down 7 in New Hampshire, according to NPR here. Hillary 42, Trump 35. Now, it's worth noting that the sampling here is not based on any turnout model. It's based on registration in the state. So they use no turnout model from 08 or 12 or 04. They're just basing it on if everybody in the state shows up and votes for their party, this is how it's going to go. So it's really a very uncredible poll out of New Hampshire, but it's out there. And for some reason, Real Clear Politics is taking it into consideration. Absolutely ridiculous. But they are. All right. let's talk about this Keith Lamont Scott just for a minute. This is the guy who got shot in Charlotte. We've got to clear a few things up here. Now, there were two restraining orders put out on Mr. Scott by his wife prior to all of this, one in 2004 and one in 2015. In fact, in 2015, she told the cops on the restraining order that he carries a gun. Yeah, he carries a 9mm, which just so happens is the style gun that was found next to his body after that little shooting there. So that's worth noting. He also did some time in prison for taking a shot at somebody. It was assault, and then he evaded arrest. So, you know, it seems like once you start getting facts out there that, well, all of a sudden these protests kind of go away, right? No one wants to listen to the facts in the beginning because they're too busy trying to, you know, whatever, break windows and loot and whatever these thugs are doing. But some facts come out, and this guy's got a violent past. There were two restraining orders against him. Perhaps this is why the wife didn't sound all that concerned when he was getting shot. Oh, no, don't shoot him. Oh, no, right? It kind of sounded something like that. And, you know, what she should have put on the restraining order is that Mr. Scott is an avid reader, and when you encounter him, he may have on him a copy of War and Peace. Maybe that would have been on there. But no, she checked the box on the restraining order that says he carries a gun and he has no permit for it. So, that being that, those are the facts when it comes to Charlotte. The protests and riots are stopping there, thank God. We don't need any more of that. We also have, out of Long Island here, a teacher in the Smithtown High School West District is now on some sort of administrative reassignment. And that's because they had a spirit day at the high school, and you could wear your favorite candidate's colors or shirts or whatever you wanted to school, which you should be able to do anyway, just FYI. She went to Facebook and said, it's going to be easy to tell who the racists are on spirit day because they'll all be wearing Trump shirts. Yep. That's what she said. Her name is Veronica Welsh. She is a foreign language teacher, and now she is, she's on some sort of administrative reassignment. This is the problem with the school district, is someone does that, they make fun of students, they should be fired, not reassigned. We would put a nice sizable dent in our school budgets. How's that sound? All right, guys, hope you had a good time. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Keep the hard work. Please, we all depend on you. Be safe. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great, great weekend, everybody. And until Monday, I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.